Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You probably didn't think the team may have been in this position when you look at the way that the season started and a lot of ups and downs this year, but they made it to the postseason.
Yeah, I think there's some celebrate. You know, I don't want to say celebrate, but you should. This team should be looked at as a team that never, ever, ever quit. Even last night, they didn't. I mean, they fought and clawed back in that game and got it to 5-4. They just didn't. They just don't. There's just too much stress on the back end of the lineup for this team to get it done, and that's they just don't have enough bats really in the back end of it, and that's the problem.
It's funny, man, because I'm watching the game last night, and I texted you at one point when they had the base loaded in the first, and I was like, it's making my stomach turn watching this because I know that this is possibly Max Fried's last start as a Brave. You feel like it's almost. The season's coming to a close, and you can feel it. And as much as I wanted the Braves to win last night, I am looking forward to a 2025 Braves season that has the excitement back, that has the passion back, that has the fun back in watching this team on a day-in, day-out. It's like not even just the injuries, but it's like they had to scratch and claw so much with just signing guys off the waiver wire that it didn't even feel fun at times. Like, you're just getting to know half these players, like, when they're in the lineup, and you don't even know what they're all about from day to day.
It's going to feel like you you had a huge free agency.
It really is.
Because you're going to – look, I heard some comments from Morton last night or saw them, and it hinted towards this is the end for him, and you can – whatever you think or don't think about him, he's still a guy that went out there in the fifth spot of this rotation, gave you 5 to 6 innings every freaking outing, and some of those would – you know, he'd walk out of there with 6 innings and 1 run. Some of them would look more like 4 innings, 4 runs. But the fact of the matter is, you find me a fifth starter that goes 7 innings, no earned, 2 hits, and 9 strikeouts, and I'll find you the highest payroll in baseball, or I'll tell you that's, or you'll find out that's what it is. And he might be gone. He kind of hinted at retirement. I don't think Max is coming back. I think Max is going to go get paid, and he deserves every freaking bit of it. So you're looking at a Strider off Tommy John, a Chris Sale
off of Cy Young,
off of a Cy Young, and to your point, and back spasms at the end of a season.
What a dagger.
Renato Lopez, where he threw more innings than he's thrown in like 4 years. Spencer Schwellenbach off a rookie campaign where he's never thrown that many innings, but he looked like he was the ace down the stretch of the staff.
He looks like the next chapter.
To be fair with you,
yeah,
and a battle between a veteran. Or AJ Smith-Shawver, Ian Anderson, Hurston Waltrip.
Let me stop you right there with the pitchers. what does this team need to do offensively? Do you think where do you think changes be in the lineup? Because I think shortstop has to be looked at. Love what RC has done in this 2 years, but I think there's an upgrade possible there.
You need to find a guy. You had pop and a guy that could get on in Dansby and speed and defense, elite defense. You got Arcia and it's elite defense. And pop, every 14 days, he might, 15 days, 20 days, he might run into one.
Yeah.
I would give up that for not elite, but good defense and a great on-base percentage. That guy's going to be, and I think that kind of comes with it. I think when you're an on-base guy like that, the speed is part of the game. But I need a guy that can get on base consistently without taking two steps back on the defensive end. And that's what I need from that position. I think Arcia can stay here in a backup role. I think he's a hell of a guy off the bench. And I don't know if Nacho's ready yet. That's just my. I think you got to find that guy, and then you figure out what you got with Nacho after next year, because I think he needs another year to mature in the minors.
You saying Nacho starting shortstop next year? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.